Hi. This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Well, I hope everybody got safely over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, and that you had a blessed Christmas, even if you maybe didn't get the Ferrari that was on your list. We are faced here with a new year, and we're going to do our best here at Healthy by Nature to make it a healthy year. I don't know about the economy. We can only do something about that indirectly by helping people not be sick, because that's expensive and it's no fun. Our commitment to education is pretty strong. I mean, that's why we do probably at least 50 fresh new shows every year, and we don't repeat, because we want to get to as much of this information as we can. And that's why I write books and we run seminars, is to empower you with the information to make the best choices that you can. And just a bit of a heads up about what's coming in the calendar locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Of course, March 31st is Health Fest. I hope everybody has that on their calendar and make the arrangements, ask for the day off, whatever it takes, because it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And a little bit closer, we'll start giving you some of the details about that. If you want an overview, just go to RadioMarty.com under Hot Topics there. In the middle of the page, the first thing is about exhibiting at Natural Health Fest. And this year we are allowing one each of some multi-level direct sale network marketing type things. Because we have twice as much exhibit space, we have the opportunity for that. So go there and find out about it if you're interested in exhibiting. The seminar is coming up at the HealthWorks Center in Plano. January 14th, Dr. Shepherd is going to be talking about detoxification. That's a free seminar from 10:30 to 11:30. On the 28th, we're going to be talking about microcurrent for pain relief, and that's also a free seminar from 10:30 to 1:30. Because they're going to be doing drawings to get treatments, a number of people will be able to get a treatment that day. They'll just draw from whoever happens to be there at the moment. So that's going to be interesting. We hope to end up having something going on there every week. The HealthWorks Center is on the southwest corner of Independence and Parker in Plano. And stay tuned, because coming up, I've got two guests in the studio, which is a whole lot of fun. We're going to talk to experts on fitness and how we can make it easy. Maybe they have home delivery. Maybe there's a way you can just get it over the Internet. We'll see. Do stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Wake up eager to tackle the day, or do you just want to smash the alarm clock? Good quality sleep is crucial to repairing and restoring your body and, of course, to feeling alert and energetic during the day. Unfortunately, medications for sleep can have frightening side effects because they force the body to do something. If you struggle to get to sleep or stay asleep, you'll be relieved to know about Jaro Formula's Sleep Optimizer. It combines natural substances like amino acids and herbs that the body knows how to use in support of its normal functions. Stress, jet lag, and rotating work shifts all interfere with sleep, but Jaro's Sleep Optimizer provides a powerful yet gentle return to healthy sleep cycles. This well-researched blend benefits all three stages of sleep, so you can awake refreshed. Look for Jaro Sleep Optimizer at fine health food stores nationwide. No product is advisable for everyone, such as pregnant women and those on particular medications. For more information and proper use, visit Jaro.com. That's JARROW.com.
Wouldn't it be cool to have a certified nutritionist at your service to pick out the right natural products and supplements for you? Well, that's what you get with RealFoodPharmacy.com. Nutritionist Gail Pruitt reviews thousands of products and selects the very best in each category. She knows which ingredients and forms are backed by the best science and which manufacturers go that extra mile for quality. After all, what you really want is results. Besides, you may just be too busy to shop or not near a health food store. Well, save some gas because RealFoodPharmacy.com is as close as your computer or smartphone. We offer 24/7 ordering and speedy delivery. Real Food Pharmacy offers many of the products that you hear about right here on Marty's show. If you visit RealFoodPharmacy.com and open up a new account, no purchase necessary, you'll be signed up for my free weekly e-newsletter. I put in very special weekly deals, info about new products, and then something just for fun. RealFoodPharmacy.com. That's RealFoodPharmacy.com or 877-673-2536. This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome to Healthy by Nature. In the studio with me today, and this is always a treat, I have two guests. One I've known for a very long time, Dr. Cliff Sheets. He's an author of several books. The one that I put in the newsletter this week is Lean Bodies, and it's about losing weight by eating more. We're going to want to hear about that. He's been a fitness expert, a nutrition expert for a very long time, and a radio pro. He was doing radio when I started, and I remember in the early days, I would come in to do my show after Doug Kaufman and before Cliff Sheets, and it was a wonderful block of health information on Saturday mornings. I learned a lot from him. Good morning, Cliff Sheets.
Good morning, Marty. It's really special for me to be here today. It's going to be a great show and a great year.
We're going to take your calls, so write this down because you're going to think of something. 800-281-8255. 800-281-TALK. Also with me is somebody that I met when I went to Houston to do the Breathe the Cure conference, gave a talk down there, and I was so impressed with what she does. I asked her to be on the phone, and it turned out she was in town and could be in the studio. Julie Bird is a ERYT 500. I will ask her for a translation, although I think I know what that means. She's a yoga instructor, and she instructs other yoga teachers. That's how good she is at it. And she's also a practitioner and teacher of Tai Chi, some other things I can't even pronounce. And she joins us from Houston. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Marty. It's great to be here.
I'm happy to have you with us. So what I wanted to talk about today, last week on the show we talked about New Year's resolutions in general. We didn't get to even the top eight, but we talked about breaking them down into steps that you can act on. And one that's probably on everybody's list is to become more active, to do more exercise. And where do we start? So I thought, well, let's get some experts in because this is something I need constant reinforcement about myself. And let me start with you, Cliff. Dr. Sheets, we say we should get more active, we should do some exercise. Let's break that down. What's the difference between staying active versus doing something that really builds our cardiovascular system and something that builds our strength? I mean, maybe we don't want to end up looking like a bodybuilder, but just kind of get us started.
Well, truly, when you look at the scientific literature, the most important exercise, if there was a law tomorrow that said, okay, it's against the law to do both weight training and cardio, you have to choose one or the other. You know, which one
I mean,
choose.
The government would do something
that's
like
right.
that, too, because they don't
but
have
if you said, we're going to give you a ticket. We want both. I would choose the weight training.
That's going to surprise a lot of people.
Right. And when you see the science behind you, go, wow. New studies have shown that between the ages of 30 to 80, the average American is losing up to half of their muscle mass. In other words, you're losing about a half a pound of muscle every year, unless you're doing something to maintain the muscle. And, of course, eating the proper foods and the right combinations, right times of day, and put that with a true weight training program. And I like Julie with the what she does, the stretching and everything is just fabulous. And so people lose flexibility. Their fascia, they have issues there. They lose muscle tissue. Their metabolism, your muscle is your only metabolically active tissue. It is your metabolism. Fat's burned inside of muscle. Sugar is calories. And so type 2 diabetes is on the rise. So much of metabolic syndrome X as we age has to do with people losing muscle tissue. So as you're losing muscle every year, about a half a pound a year, everybody out there listening, I hope you know that, feel yourself, you're losing about a half a pound a year unless you're doing something to be gaining muscle tissue. What's happening is you're losing your ability to burn calories, to burn fats, to burn carbohydrates, and therefore your metabolism is down-regulating, so you can't run, you can't burn fat very well.
And if you don't have the muscle, you couldn't do the aerobic exercises if you wanted to.
Exactly. And your muscle is what pushes oxygen all over your body, even into your brain. Now, cardiovascular exercise comes in when you're doing muscle work, anaerobic, and in a weight training, and the type that I do, we do a working set. We'll ask someone to do, say, 15 reps after a conditioning phase and say, you know, Marty, choose a weight that the rep number 15 is difficult to do with good, strict form, very isolated form. It's like an art form when I train a person. Now, after you've done that set, I want you to go on the bike for 2 minutes and ride. And so during that time, you're keeping oxygen where it should be. But the main thing is ATP, adenosine triphosphate, muscle fuel is building back up again. So we match the nutrition with the exercise. And people train with me twice a week. Most of my clients have been coming for 10-plus years, the same clients. And their biological, their true physiological age is probably about 15 years younger than their chronological age because of the way they eat and the way they do their weight training twice a week. And they do between 2 and 2.5 hours of cardio outside of that for the week, walking. I know some women who can talk fast enough to get their heart rate up. Just kidding. I'm in trouble now.
Yeah,
guys,
Kathy,
more
did
guys.
You
my wife said, no, you, Cliff, you can talk fast.
Well, I want to draw a distinction between anaerobic and aerobic because not everybody in our listening audience knows what the heck we're talking about when we say that. And I have to acknowledge the fact that the chair I'm sitting in here was the chair that Dr. Kenneth Cooper sat in for a long time doing his show. And those that have been around long enough know that back in the 60s, the word aerobic was not even in the lexicon. And Dr. Cooper is credited with being the inventor of aerobic exercise. So, Cliff, before we switch to talking about what yoga is, give me in layman's terms, what's the difference between anaerobic, meaning without aerobic, and aerobic type exercise?
Sure, it has to do with utilizing oxygen, VO2 max. And so when a person is doing aerobic exercise, it's about oxygen consumption. And so when you're doing, for example, cardiovascular exercise, you get up in the morning first thing, you want to burn more fat. You know, you're up there, you know, doing your cardio, you're breathing hard, perceived exertion.
Something like Stairmaster, walking
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, if I called you on the phone, I was doing cardio, I should be at a rate where I'm breathing hard, but I could carry on a conversation with moderate difficulty. And it would be a maintaining that level. Where weight training is a different system, even the food we use. When we weight train, for example, we want to make sure we have eaten before we weight train because our major fuel source is glycogen. And so we want to have comes from carbohydrates. Yeah, so in other words, when we're going to have a weight training session, we should have a protein and a natural carbohydrate together. And that's going to balance the insulin and the glucagon axis, your two major hormones, and it's going to set you up in a great, more of an anabolic state. And your blood sugar level there, too.
I'd like to come back later and talk about, well, what do you mean have some protein and carbohydrate before you do the workout? What about it sitting on your stomach and having the energy go there instead of your muscles? But I want to bring Julie into the conversation first so that we can start getting calls on both topics. Julie, give us a quick overview. We've got 2 minutes before the break about what is yoga for those that haven't done it and don't know anything except that there are some cute clothes that people wear?
Well, yoga is a great form of exercise. It's very ancient. And the best way to describe yoga is to say that, indeed, it does involve stretching. But for many people, stretching is a very passive activity. Yoga is actually the activity of the muscle producing the range of motion to the joints that does involve stretching. But it's also a way to optimize the range of motion that we have within our joints by balancing the muscle forces. So in yoga, we try and do a particular posture that we might not do at any other time, and it causes the body to have to lengthen muscles in an appropriate way for that action. So we have to have muscles that are strong enough and long enough to do the activity that we need for them to do. Yoga just involves quite a few different postures that we might not get into on a daily activity.
Unless you're playing Twister, perhaps.
Exactly. And it also helps us incorporate, there's a mind-body connection, meaning that we do things in a very slow, patient action.
Okay. That'll be a good point to pick up when we come back. We're talking with yoga instructor Julie Bird and from Houston. And I have a link in the newsletter this week, but there'll also be one in the archives to her site, but we'll get all that contact information from both of these guests when we come back. My other guest is fitness and nutrition expert Cliff Sheets, PhD, and the author of Lean Bodies, several books, but the current one, Lean Bodies. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Don't go away. I'm Marty Whitaker.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Ever wonder if the vitamin pills you swallow actually dissolve? Good question. Don't guess about absorbing vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. They've been shown to lower blood levels of homocysteine, a chemical that increases the risk of heart disease and many other degenerative conditions. Those Bs are also important for fertility and optimum brain function. 40% of adults are low in vitamin B12, and many seniors with memory problems are actually just B12 deficient. B12 shots are known to boost energy. But why not make life easy with no-shot sublingual Bs? These tiny, tasty little pellets dissolve instantly under your tongue, pass right into the bloodstream, and get to work building your health. No-shot Bs contain serious amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid, but only cost pennies a day. Look for no-shot Bs on realfoodpharmacy.com or call 877-673-2536. realfoodpharmacy.com or call 877-673-2536.
Improve whole health and energy with Propolis Plus, the newest product from Dr. O'Hara's line of award-winning supplements. This truly singular supplement fortifies your immune system with an exclusive formula of proven proprietary ingredients. Produced by honeybees, Propolis is used to line their hive and protect it from bacteria, mold, and other pathogens. Brazilian green propolis is especially powerful due to the rare flora in the region where it's harvested. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines this Brazilian green propolis with flax oil omega-3s, complete prebiotic and probiotic support, vitamin E, and astaxanthin. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, power packed to strengthen your immune system for optimum health year-round, or as a proactive boost during seasonal change, increased stress, or environmental challenges. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
Welcome back. We have in-studio guests today. Dr. Cliff Sheets is the author of Lean Bodies, a series of books, actually, about how to eat the right things, not cut back on food, but how to eat the right things to become more lean. He's a fitness expert. More at leanbodies.com. And in case anybody has to leave us and they're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and they want to make arrangements with you, what's the phone number they should call?
They can call the office at 972-712-4300.
And my other guest is yoga instructor Julie Bird. Her website is J, just the letter J, Bird, B-Y-R-D, yoga.com. And her phone number, I wrote it down and then I just moved past it, 713-291-1851. So we talked a little bit about what yoga is, and I have an article I pulled out of the Dallas paper on December 23rd about Bernice Bates, and she's in Pinellas Park, Florida. And I happen to know the show airs down there, so maybe somebody knows Bernice. She's 91 years old. She teaches a weekly yoga class, and she looks pretty darn fit to me. At 91, I think most Americans, if they're still around, are in one of those scooters on their way to a table full of medication bottles. So there's apparently some pretty significant benefits from yoga over the long haul. And as part of that, Julie, is that because not only the flexibility and the muscle that you maintain and so on, but the mind-body part of it, because you have to kind of focus on what you're doing. And then after you answer that question, tell us about what recuperative yoga is. And then we're going to take calls about whatever your questions are about fitness, 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255.
The mind-body connection in yoga is probably one of the things that makes it more distinctive than some of the other exercise programs that are somewhat similar to it. Because in yoga, what we're trying to do is incorporate the natural abilities of the body by having us focus on the actions that we're doing. We tend to live our lives in a state of anticipating the future or remembering the past, and this is great because we can plan and we can learn from the past. But if we don't spend enough time in the moment, then we lose track of our physical body. The body is designed to deal with stress by releasing hormones, adrenaline, and that helps us to run from things or to fight things. But in the moment, by moment life, there is no such thing as stress because, well, I suppose if something were to attack us, we would deal with it at that moment, but typically that's not going to happen. When we're in that moment-to-moment life, we can control the body with an extreme ability if we focus on it. So by connecting mind to body, we're focusing ourselves in control. And I was speaking about that.
That's kind of a biofeedback.
Oh, it absolutely is biofeedback. It is ultimately getting into who we really are. We have a lot of acreage of ourselves that we never really explore. Movements of our toes in certain ways, for example. We never even think about that, especially when in the wintertime we're wearing shoes. We don't think about how we move our toes. But every portion of our body is under the control of our mind. And when we use this kind of controlled movement, then our mind-body connection is enhanced. And that's not just a saying. That's actually within the mind. The neurological network is growing according to the way that it's used. Now, recuperative yoga is a way of dealing with the fact that many times things don't go as planned. Our body has upsets. We have an illness, an injury, a surgery, something that sets us back and detaches us from the way we're used to being. This is a way of regenerating that mind-body connection, starting from wherever we are with whatever's going on with us. We can learn to optimize ourselves, recovering to a great extent, possibly even greater than we had before, whatever incident, illness, injury, surgery befell us. We can also deal with whatever it is that's going on with us to a maximum ability. So
usually think, oh, I've been injured, I'm going to just rest and sit until I'm back to normal. But that, you're saying, maybe not the best approach.
Well, one of the things about our bodies is that we're made to be active. And when we become inactive, we lose our strengths very quickly. So if we're inactive for even a series of days, we will be less capable of creating activity. We go for a couple of weeks. If we're complete bed rest, we've pretty much lost the ability to walk. So it goes away very quickly. It doesn't rebuild quite as quickly, so we need to get back into some form of action. And many people, after an upset in their body system, find that they're not quite capable of beginning where they had left. And certainly for many fitness situations, they can't even begin what's called a beginning class. They don't have the skills or abilities or physical strength to do that. And recuperative yoga basically starts people with wherever they are. They can be completely bedridden. They can have limitations, problems within their physical form, and go from there. But it's also incredibly good for athletes, for those that are having perhaps a lack of optimal performance, that they can
learn. Can we get you to work on Tony Romo's hand?
Absolutely.
That's an issue right now.
Absolutely. So whatever's befalling us, there's a way back, starting with that mind-body connection of teaching the body how to use what it has and developing the strengths. Much like weight training develops the body's strengths, this form of yoga is working within the body to develop its strengths to create optimal function.
Well, you're so right about it. If you sit around for a while, how much of your ability that you lose. And along those lines, I want to ask Cliff and Dr. Sheets how long it takes to develop a good habit about doing exercise, and why is it, which seems to be a matter of weeks, why is it you can break that habit over a weekend?
Well, it's a lifestyle change. It really is. And I think the key we found in our practice is that nutrition comes first. And once the person has learned how to eat the right foods in the right combinations, the right times of day, to upregulate their metabolism, to downregulate, and bring down inflammation, give them energy, get their citric acid cycle, their Krebs cycle working well, the real cellular energy, and they're eating well like that, then they have the energy to work out and recover from the workout. A lot of people have trouble working out and keeping with it because they don't have a clue how to eat. And really, 75% of the results you'll see in the gym really is your nutrition. And so when you put those hand in hand and match the nutrition program with the exercise, that's it. Now, my training is very different. It's not the food pyramid. You won't hear me talk about that. In fact, one of my clients is Omus, and Omus is probably listening right now. He's been a client for 6 years now. I train his wife. I train him. I train her mother, Mrs. Green, who's 87, who's great, and I have an 84-year-old client as well. But Omus says he's a rancher, and remember this, and he says, Cliff, all of us ranchers use the food pyramid to fatten hogs. That's their recipe for fattening hogs. And America's tied into that whole thing. So the whole thing of the food pyramid type nutrition and slam down a piece of fruit before Matt, you won't hear from me. And my training's in nutritional biochemistry. So we literally go in and clean the person's, chemistry up. We do molecular testing labs to look at, we look at, can this person move, fatty acids well? All those issues we get specific answers to.
Well, it really makes a lot of sense, because if you aren't nutritionally sound, you're going to feel so bad after the exercise that it's a disincentive to go back and do it again, because as humans, we have a pain avoidance thing that seems to be built in, and just actually getting up off of the couch and leaving the whatever football game happens to be on that hour of that day, which is, you can do them 24/7, Bill, I might add. That's enough of a pain, let alone your body's breaking down because you weren't feeding it right. When we come back, I want to talk about what to eat, drink, and when to do it. And, does that make a difference for yoga, too? So stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, here with Dr. Cliff Sheets and Julie Bird. Don't go away.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now available at AmericanWildFoods.com. Go to AmericanWildFoods.com.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, Alozorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Watching red carpet events on TV, it's amusing but also a little sad to see stars that no longer look like themselves because of bad facelifts. No one told them that they can look younger, naturally. EasyLift, a remarkable handheld device from Avazia, tones and tightens. It helps rejuvenate the face by gently stimulating the skin's production of collagen and elastin. EasyLift works using the same safe and effective technology as other Avazia devices used by doctors and professional athletes. Improvement is noticeable after the very first treatment, and it lasts. The more you use it, the better you look. Achieve the look of smoother, tighter skin and a fuller face without the worry and ongoing expense of Botox, filler injections, or surgery. To watch an EasyLift video, click the Avazia link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or call 1-855-AVAZIA, 1-855-282-9942.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back to Healthy by Nature. In my studio today, I have Julie Bird. She's a yoga instructor and instructor of other instructors from Houston, Texas. Her website is J, the letter J, no punctuation, Bird, B-Y-R-D, yoga.com. And Dr. Cliff Sheets, his website is leanbodies.com. Great website, great name. And I want to talk in this segment about food and beverage in connection with the workout. Not we'll have Dr. Sheets back on another time, and we'll just talk about how to make our bodies healthier and the more specifically the types of foods. But Julie, how important is proper hydration for doing yoga? Is that a factor?
It definitely is a factor. A person needs to have hydration appropriate for them at all times. And in some ways, yoga tends to be towards the extremes. There are some forms of yoga that are very hot. They're in a room and sweating quite profusely. Definitely that person needs to hydrate. Prior to doing yoga, a person would want to hydrate. And if they're thirsty during class, they should seek out hydration, certainly. So no avoidance necessary, which unfortunately in many yoga circles there tends to be that tendency, saying that don't drink prior to class or don't drink during class. But the reality is if we're thirsty, we need to drink and we need to prepare for that. I always advise my students to have had something to drink within 30 minutes prior to doing yoga so that they do not become dehydrated.
Well, our cells need water for practically everything that we do, but I did something the other day of a dark field live cell microscope work, and we'll have a show on that, and I'll talk about it later, but you could actually see the blood cells. And I was dehydrated by the time I got there. It was far away, and I hadn't been drinking enough in the car. My little red blood cells were all stacked up together, and it was obvious they were not going to be able to get through the vessels and particularly the capillaries very well in that sense. What about with strength training and aerobic activity, Cliff Sheets?
Well, you know, before a performance, like you're going to play a tennis match or if you do something where you have to perform, you want to make sure that your urine is as close to clear as possible. That way you're well hydrated. That's a good indicator to do that. So still, in general, 8 large glasses of water a day or tea counts like water, hydrates well. Diet pop does not, but water and tea does.
Great. I'm going to play an interview that we recorded earlier with the lead nutritionist, Karen Falbo. She's the lead nutritionist with Natural Grocers by Vitamin Cottage, one of our sponsors. She's also been appointed to the Colorado Food Systems Advisory Council. It was created by the Colorado Legislature. So she's very well qualified. I wanted to know about sports drinks, good and bad.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for being with us today. As I mentioned to you on the phone, I wanted to talk about sports drinks because there are a gazillion of them out there, and I assume some of them are better than others. Some of them probably really should stay away from. I just thought you'd be a good one to tell us what the pluses and minuses are of what's on the market, and if somebody were going to Natural Grocers looking for an alternative for all of those purposes of hydration and electrolytes and energy and so on, what would be some good alternative choices?
Sure, Marty. I can give you some ideas. Okay, so first and foremost, what's important to avoid is high fructose corn syrup, artificial color, and artificial flavor. And I can guarantee that that's not in any product on our shelf, so it makes it a little bit easier when you're shopping in our stores to avoid those things. And then, of course, the top of the list when it comes to hydration is water. Our bodies are essentially, the water is the most abundant substance in our bodies. So hydrating with water is top of the list. But when it comes to sports beverages, the next really amazing drink that you could choose is coconut water. And coconut water is an isotonic beverage, and what that means is the electrolytes are the same exact balance as that in human cells. So the sodium, the potassium, the calcium, and magnesium that allows muscles to contract and relax. In coconut water, it's identical to that which is in the human body, and it's naturally occurring in coconut water. So there's no added sugar or added flavor. It's delicious, and that's a great choice. It might be, for some people, they might consider, especially if you have kids in sports and you're having to use a lot of an electrolyte replacement drink, you might consider something that might be a little bit more reasonably priced, which is the Ultima Replenisher. And that product, something really nice about that is it doesn't have sugar. They're not using sugar as a sweetener. They're actually using something called Lohan Gal Fruit. And this is a sweetener that's been used for hundreds of years in Asian cultures. And it's a low glycemic sweetener, so it doesn't cause the blood sugar highs and lows. And that's important when we're doing any type of activity that requires sustainable energy. If we have too much sugar, if we're taking in too much sugar, it can cause a blood sugar spike and then a low, and our energy can drop.
Oh, absolutely. We sort of hit the wall, as they say,
right,
real quickly.
Exactly, right, yes.
And the coconut water, is that flavored? Is there a brand name? I mean, what should people look for?
Let's see. There's a manufacturer called Nature Factor Organic Young Coconut Water. And the coconut water, actually, it's sold a couple different ways now. It's sold in cans. And there is a dehydrated coconut water that you can use hiking, backpacking. You can mix it into just water. And so there's a couple different ways that it's being marketed now because it's such a great drink.
And the say that other one again, the Ultimate Replenisher?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wasn't familiar with that.
Ultima Replenisher, actually.
Ultima Replenisher.
Yeah. And that's a balanced electrolyte drink as well. It comes in a powdered form that can be mixed into water.
And those are great. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. There's a couple other bottled beverages that are good to consider as well. One's called Recharge, and Knutson makes that, or Knutson, however you want to say it. But that one is all natural, no added sugars, no added flavors. It comes from fruit juice, and it has a natural balance of the electrolytes. And then El Dorado makes a vitamin-charged natural spring water that's also for electrolyte balance, and they add additional antioxidants.
Well, I know Bill Knudsen, and he does pronounce the K.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Yeah.
And high fructose corn syrup. I had to do a little name dropping. He doesn't own the company anymore, but high fructose corn syrup. I read something, and I'm tracking it down, but that is the biggest one of the big contributors to fatty liver.
Yes.
So I think one of these days, maybe we can have you back on, and let's just focus on high fructose corn syrup.
Absolutely.
And why they won't find that or any of these artificial ingredients at natural grocers.
Exactly.
Well, this has been great fun. Appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for being with us, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too, and thank you for having me.
Karen Falbo with Natural Grocers. Thanks.
Okay. Well, when we come back with our in-studio live guests, very much alive, Julie Bird and Dr. Cliff Sheets, we're going to talk about food and exercise.
Can you guess a common cause of sinus congestion, skin conditions, brain fog, joint pain, food sensitivities, PMS, heartburn, and even toenail fungus? Give up? A type of fungus, yeasts, in your system can be the root of these and even more serious problems. The most common yeast overgrowth is Candida. Candida gets out of hand because of medications, antibiotics in food, too many sweets, stress, and even chemicals in the water. To see if yeast is a problem for you, take the quiz on RadioMarty.com. Look under Digestion. To solve a yeast problem, improve your diet and take probiotics, but also use HealthWorks Yeast Manager. HealthWorks Yeast Manager capsules contain natural oils and herbs known to help clear out yeasts. Visit yeastmanager.com or call 1-877-673-2536, 877-673-2536, or on the web at yeastmanager.com.
Having three sons keeps me on the move. We're always in a hurry to make it to the next game, practice, or meeting. With our busy lives, we don't have time to be sick. So we make nutritious choices with our meals, take vitamin supplements, and we all drink Willard water. Willard water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals, which are vital for energy, metabolism, and antioxidant protection. Willard water also helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. Every morning, I add Willard water to my coffee and the kids' orange juice. It's a simple way to enhance our healthy lifestyle. If you care about your family's health, you'll go out and try it today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The omega-3s EPA and DHA are among the most important and the most efficient nutrients in the modern diet. And a high-quality fish oil supplement is the best source of omega-3s. But there's a wide variety of quality when it comes to fish oil supplements, and many companies are jumping on the fish oil bandwagon. Only Nordic Naturals has been crafting the highest quality omega-3 fish oils for nearly 15 years, with unsurpassed purity, freshness, taste, and sustainability. Nordic Naturals fish oils deliver quality you can trust, just as doctors and researchers have for years. Nordic Naturals fish oils are regularly chosen by independent research universities for their scientific studies investigating fish oil. And in the highly competitive Norwegian market, Nordic Naturals was ranked number one out of the top 10 fish oil brands for highest concentration, freshness, and purity. Visit NordicNaturals.com to learn more and to see our complete line of omega-3 fish oil products in a variety of concentrations, blends, and delivery forms to meet personalized nutritional needs. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. Oh, this time is just flying. I'm pleased to say we have in the studio today Cliff Sheets, PhD. He's a fitness and nutrition expert. He's got a whole bunch of initials after his name. I was admiring them as I put them in my my newsletter, where I was giving a little preview of the show that's coming up. And what they say is documenting that although we're both CCNs, he has gone on and gotten other designations showing that he's continuing to pursue the highest levels of his craft. And in the other corner, at this, we call it a round table sometimes, but it's actually somewhat octagonal or some other strange shape, is Julie Bird. She is an instructor of yoga and even teaches other instructors yoga in Houston. Her website is jbirdyoga.com, and Bird is spelled B-Y-R-D, jbirdyoga.com. The phone number there, 713-291-1851. I will give that again at the end of the show. And Dr. Cliff Sheets is leanbodies.com. His phone number, 972-712-4300. So we learned about hydration in the last segment. Let's talk about food, Dr. Sheets. You mentioned earlier in the show that before you go to do strength training, you want to have a protein and carbohydrates. I've heard trainers say, doesn't matter what you do before, just make sure you get protein 45 minutes after. What's the bottom line on all that?
Bottom line is you want to make sure you're eating every 2.5 hours, whether it's a meal or a snack, to keep metabolism up and to keep all those balances, hormonal balances, correct at all times. Now, you can do things like drop carbohydrates, starchy carbs later in the evening, for example, at dinner time. Some people, if they're getting the swimsuit shot, you know, like might want to drop mid-afternoon. I wouldn't drop carbs more than that during the day. You need starchy carbs.
Well, when you say carbs, you're not talking about Pringles and Twinkies.
Right.
You're
right.
Talking about what? Fruit and whole grains?
Yeah, what I'm talking about is we say starchy carbs, or say natural starchy carbs, like potatoes and sweet potatoes and brown rice and stone ground breads and Ezekiel bread. I love that bread, by the way, my favorite.
Great.
And
toast.
So, yeah, and oatmeal. You're talking about oatmeal. You need those. And so we need those carbs, you know, to fuel our bodies, to give us energy, and the protein to build our muscle. We need both to balance insulin and glucagon axis. And when you do that, guess what? There's what we call the cytokine inflammatory cascade that is balanced out and keeps inflammation down systemically throughout the body. And you want to keep metabolism raised, starting with breakfast, and keep it raised all day long by having the proper balance of proteins and carbs. And before you weight train, you want to make sure you have carbs. However, big tip, real quick, is if you want to burn more fat and lose body fat quicker, do your cardio, if you can, before breakfast, and don't eat anything if you get up. Now, if you need some amino acids and protein, you can. But you've been fasting all night long, so your glycogen stores are lower. When you do your cardio, you're forced
so
your body to
burn. So the blood sugar is lower.
Yeah,
so you
force your body to go into those fatty acid stores and burn more, you know, that for fat, so the glycogen. Then eat your carbs and have your oatmeal and your protein together, and then start your day off. Like
that. Okay. Well, a bit of personal counseling, since I've got you here, and you don't have to charge me because we're on the air. I try to do that, to do my treadmill with the elevation first thing in the morning. But before I do that, I drink a glass of water that has, I use Oxalan. It's a powdered multivitamin, heavy on the vitamin C. And I put in 2 tablespoons of liquid L-carnitine, thinking that that's going to really encourage the fat burning. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah. For example, we do organic acid body chemistry, and we clean up chemistries of people. We're not feeling so much medication that way. We'll look at adipate, suberate, ethyl malate are markers for L-carnitine. And they show us how deficient a person is in L-carnitine. L-carnitine mobilizes fat to the muscle cells to be burned for energy, fatty acids. So if when you're taking L-carnitine in like that, you're helping your body move those fatty acids into the mitochondria of muscle cells to burn for energy much more efficiently.
Well, good. That sounded good on paper. I'm glad it passes the test. Julie, how about foods and yoga? Is it really an issue one way or the other?
Well, basically the same thing that Cliff was saying about exercise applies to yoga as well, but unfortunately yoga, there's a lot of myths that go with it, and many people believe that you should not eat 4 hours prior to doing a yoga practice, which would put a person very much low blood sugar and likely to pass out during a yoga class, which occasionally happens. So we advise using food as necessary, probably no more than a couple of hours between meals, certainly no heavy meal if the yoga program you're going to do is going to put you upside down. But other than that, there really is no need to have food restriction. In fact, the same needs of the body occur in yoga as with any other exercise.
I am so glad to hear you say that. I think sometimes people that do yoga also want to be vegan, they want to be they think suffering is part of the program. And I noticed in an article here it says that pain really isn't something that we want to aspire to. So we're going to take a break. I'd like to ask you to stay with us through this last round of commercials for a little mini segment where we can tie up some loose ends. I want to find out what core strength is and what about running barefooted. So still got a couple more questions. Can't let you go just yet. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We're talking with Dr. Cliff Sheets, author of Lean Bodies, and Julie Bird, expert in yoga, and just all around nice person. I'm glad to have both of them in the studio today. So hang in there. A little bit more to come. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Improve whole health and energy with Propolis Plus, the newest product from Dr. O'Hara's line of award-winning supplements. This truly singular supplement fortifies your immune system with an exclusive formula of proven proprietary ingredients. Produced by honeybees, Propolis is used to line their hive and protect it from bacteria, mold, and other pathogens. Brazilian green propolis is especially powerful due to the rare flora in the region where it's harvested. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines this Brazilian green propolis with flax oil omega-3s, complete prebiotic and probiotic support, vitamin E, and astaxanthin. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, power-packed to strengthen your immune system for optimum health year-round, or as a proactive boost during seasonal change, increased stress, or environmental challenges. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Is your cholesterol high in spite of improvements in diet and exercise? A new natural approach from Italy might be just what you're looking for. Drugs typically force the body to do something and therefore risk side effects. In contrast, Cardiol works with the body and delivers fringe benefits. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to give the body what it needs to manage levels naturally and to actually solve problems that increase cholesterol. Users report satisfying results in just 30 days. Safe, FDA-registered Cardiol is a one-a-day capsule that also supports healthy triglyceride levels and the good HDL. Cardiol is guaranteed to improve your cholesterol cholesterol or your money back. Try your first month free. Pay only $8.95 shipping and handling. Just enter the discount code FREE when ordering online at cardiol.net. That's CARDIOL.net. Or call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Don't let unhealthy levels of blood fats risk your future.
Most of us know that there are enzymes for digestion, but did you know that systemic enzymes are involved in almost every process in the human body? Millions of chemical reactions every second. It's easy to see why supplementing with systemic enzymes might have far-reaching benefits. Wobenzyme N is such a powerful combination of systemic enzymes that it was first introduced over 40 years ago in Germany as a pharmaceutical. The product has been improved, but still retains the time-tested synergistic combination of enzymes and antioxidants that have been studied in 6 large-scale human clinical trials. Wobenzyme N has been shown to promote flexibility, mobility, and a normal inflammation response. It also supports joint and tendon health. It's no wonder that millions of people worldwide rely on Wobenzyme N to provide relief from aches, pains, and muscle soreness due to everyday activities. There's no substitute for Wobenzyme N. Wobenzyme N is available in natural food stores everywhere. For more information, click on the link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. A little piece of housekeeping here. I heard the Cardiol commercial. It reminded me. I intended to circle back and mention that on December 17th, we did an interview with David McMahon about the result of a little mini study we did. And it was pretty dramatic. Some of folks had triglycerides that on average went down 38%. They had significant, in 30 days, significant reductions in bad cholesterol and so on. Routinely, many customers go down about 30%. I didn't at that time mention that with the, you can get your first month free, and just for the cost, $8.95 of the shipping and the handling. Here's the phone number in case you didn't catch it out of the commercial, 888-809-6424. In the studio, Dr. Cliff Sheets. His website is leanbodies.com. His phone number is 972-712-4300. And yoga expert from Houston, Julie Byrd. Her website is jbyrd, B-Y-R-D, yoga.com, jbyrdyoga.com, 713-291-1851. Lots of information coming out on yoga. There's an article here showing benefit for military veterans that had a stroke, people with rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, less stress for breast cancer patients. And one of the benefits, apparently, is building core strength. What is core strength? I don't think a lot of people know.
Well, when we're talking about core muscles, we're talking about the muscles of the abdominal area, the back, and certain hip muscles. And core strength would be anything that would work those muscles to stabilize the structure of the spine and the neck. Yoga is great for developing core strength because it incorporates the body system in order to stabilize itself. So it's not a sit-up, it's not a crunch, it's actions that cause the body to have to use itself very strongly to stabilize when they're using the appropriate postures within yoga. So it's a great core developing technique.
Great. And Dr. Sheets, we talked about eating, and I assume that before, when you're talking about eating before a workout, we're not talking about a big meal where all your energy is going to be in your stomach and coming away from your limbs. What about barefoot running? We've got 20 seconds here. Barefoot running is a new trend. Do you approve or don't approve?
Don't approve. The impact the body takes running alone, I like people not to run all the time on hard surface. Try to get some, but grass or treadmill, but wear support because your feet take a beating.
Okay. Wonderful to have you both. Thank you so much. And to both of you and all of our listeners, a very happy and safe New Year. We'll be here again next week with a new, brand new show. So do join us and go to the archives if you want to listen to this again.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Can you guess a common cause of sinus congestion, skin conditions, brain fog, joint pain, food sensitivities, PMS, heartburn, and even toenail fungus? Give up? A type of fungus, yeasts, in your system can be the root of these and even more serious problems. The most common yeast overgrowth is Candida. Candida gets out of hand because of medications, antibiotics in food, too many sweets, stress, and even chemicals in the water. To see if yeast is a problem for you, take the quiz on RadioMarty.com. Look under Digestion. To solve a yeast problem, improve your diet and take probiotics, but also use HealthWorks Yeast Manager. HealthWorks Yeast Manager capsules contain natural oils and herbs known to help clear out yeasts. Visit yeastmanager.com or call 1-877-673-2536, 877-673-2536, or on the web at yeastmanager.com.